Thursday, May the 13th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, another night of Israel-Hamas conflict and American inflation surges. First, the world in brief. Hamas continued to fire rockets into Israel, and Israel continued to launch airstrikes in Gaza as there appeared little sign of a de-escalation in their latest conflict. At least 67 people have now died in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, promised, quote, "This is just the beginning," after his government announced that it had killed several leaders of Hamas, the Islamist group that controls Gaza. Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, said that, quote, "The confrontation with the enemy is open-ended. 7 people have perished in Israel." A defiant Liz Cheney vowed to do everything in her power to prevent Donald Trump returning to office as she was ousted from her position as the Republicans' third-ranking member in the House of Representatives. Republicans became exasperated with the Wyoming congresswoman for refusing to peddle the lie that Joe Biden stole the 2020 presidential election. Colonial Pipeline resumed operations after being forced to close on Friday after a ransomware attack. That sparked panic buying and a spike in petrol prices. The firm that runs America's biggest fuel pipeline, which stretches from Texas to New Jersey and supplies about 45% of the petrol and diesel consumed on the East Coast, said it would take several days for operations to return to normal. An independent panel set up by the World Health Organization to review the global COVID-19 response released a report criticizing the world's preparedness for a pandemic. It argues that the WHO was too slow to declare an international emergency and that countries then wasted time while the virus spread. It suggested reforms such as a new disease surveillance system which could publish information without relying on countries to provide it. America's Consumer Price Index rose by 0.8% in April compared with March. Annual inflation was up by 4.2%, the largest 12-month increase since the period ending September 2008. Although this fanned fears among investors, government officials including Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, said they expect any price surges to be temporary, driven by supply bottlenecks, among other factors. BlackRock was given permission to operate in China. The world's largest fund manager, which looks after nearly $9 trillion in assets, will own 50.1% of a joint venture with China Construction Bank and Temasek, Singapore's state fund. In seeking new profits in China, BlackRock follows Amundi, a French money manager that in 2019 started a joint venture with AgBank and Bank of China. Bitcoin's dollar value fell by over 10% after Elon Musk, the boss of Tesla, said his firm would stop accepting payment in the cryptocurrency. Mr. Musk cited the huge environmental cost that mining coins brings. Chinese miners alone are forecast to use as much energy as all of Italy by 2024. The electric car maker will resume accepting Bitcoin when mining shifts to sustainable energy sources, he said. And fact of the day, carbon can be crystallized into synthetic diamonds by applying 10 gigapascals of pressure, equivalent to the weight of 64 African elephants placed on the point of a ballet dancer's shoe, at temperatures above 2,000 degrees Celsius.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.